Rabbi Bana Chemeni, he brought the policeman to Rabbi Bana Chemeni. His ayah Leandrunja, they brought him into the special room. For Takel Bava Biyanpin, they locked the door as if to keep him locked up. His boy Rachme, Rabbi Bana Chemeni, davened to Hashem. Pora Kashisa, so one wall caved in, and Orek, he ran out. The Yozel Yagmi went out to the Yagma. Skitti escaped. Have Yosef Agirda Didukla. So, Heve Yosef Agirda Dukli was sitting under a palm tree for Kogoritz, and he went to start to learn Torah. Now, Kamifla gave him a stick for the Rekiyah. In Shemayim, there was a Machlokes. In the locker is, in Baharis, Kodemeth, let's say, Love and Tommy. If the Nega comes first before the white hair, then it's Tommy. For him say, Love and Kodem, Baharis. But if the white hair comes first before the Nega, Tor. But Sofik, what's going to be if we have a doubt which one came first? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oymet Tohor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Locher is that it's Tohor. V'kula Mesifta the Rekia. The rest of the Mesifta in Shemayim Amru, they said Tomei. They said Tomei, the Yagdi on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could the Yagdi on Hashem? The Pshat is that Leiba Shemayimi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Bnei Yodim. People have a right to dash in the Torah the way they understand it. So even after they were mace, they went up to Masifta Turkiya, but they learned there the same way they learned Boretz. So the Torah was given Boretz, we have a right to Dashin, the way we understand it. So that's the way the Chachmi Yisrael understood it. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, no, it's different. So they didn't know what to do. The Yamid said in Shemayim, Ma Noichach, who could tell us who's right? So Noichach, Rabbi Banachmeni, they said, let Rabbi Banachmeni come and tell us who's right. The Yama Rabbi Banachmeni, he used to say about himself, Ani yochid b'negoyim, ani yochid b'yoholis, ani yochid b'negoyim, ani yochid b'yoholis. Ishodru shlicha basrei. So they sent the shlich to get him. The kids said they sent the Malach HaMavis down to this world to bring up Rabbi Banachmeni to the Masif to the Rekia. They have imotzi Malach HaMavis l'mik revlei, midiloy evi koposik pumi migirsa. The Malach HaMavis could not get to Rabbi Banachmeni because he did not stop for a second from his learning. And calls him on the person himself is learning, the Malach HaMavis can't get to you. Adhochi in between Noshav Zika. So the Malach HaMavis came and made a wind come, the Avshe Bene Kani. And it sounded like bushes, blowing through the reeds. So, Sobar, Rabbi Banachmeni thought, Gundo de Parshi Heve. Like if the king's men, the policemen that are capturing him. Omar, so he said, Tenech Navshe Du Gavro, let me die first. For lo yimse b'yodei de machus, I shouldn't be given over to the king's men. So that was the ma'isa. So kitz that's pshat from the first gemara that said the reason why he was niftar was because of the emes ha'malchus. Ma'isa says if he wouldn't have been afraid of the king or the policeman, he wouldn't have given himself up to the Malach HaMavis. He wouldn't have stopped learning. He only stopped learning because he was afraid that the king's men was there, like he was maskim to be given over to the Malach HaMavis. But akopon, the Malach HaMavis took him away. So kihevi. When he was about to be made mace, Omar, it was said that Tor, he said over the Loch Rizlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if you have a Sufik, which one comes first, which one came first, the Beharis or the Sayalovin, Loch Rizlach Tor. Now Yotza Sabasko, Labasko came down from Shemayim V'Yarmon and said, Ashrech Rabbi Banachmeni, worthy are you Rabbi Banachmeni, Shegufach Tor, Yotza Sadish Moshe B'Tor, that your Torah and your Neshama left B'Taira, and not for Piska Merkia, Mepumbadisa. Now nobody knew really that he was maced, like he died, now he was outside in the Yagma, outside in the fields. Nobody knew where he was. So from Shemayim it came down a letter, Mepumbadisa, that Rabbi Banachmeni Nisbakesh Meshiva Shemala. He was asked for in Yeshiva Shemala. So Nofki Abayev Rav of the Kulu Rabbonin, Abayev Rav and all the Rabbonin went out, Liyasukitve, to take care of his Levaya. They didn't know where he was nifta, where he was. His Azla Liagma, they went out to the fields, to the swamps. Chozia Safri Dimitaloli. They saw like a bunch of birds there making shade. They came and staying still. Amri Yisrael Rabbanan said, Shmamina Hosamu, most probably there he is. So they went there and they found Rabbi Banachmeni and they made a kfura. Now what happened was Savduhu Tlosa Yomi. They set his spade in form for 3 days, Utlosa Lelus, and 3 nights. and they wanted to stop after 3 days and three nights. Is Nofal Piskom, so it came down another letter from Shemayim and said, Kol ha'perish ye benidui, whoever will stop now and go away from the Levaye, from the Espedim, will be benidui. So what they did was, Savdu Shiva Yomi, they said Espedim another 7 days, till the end of 7 days. Then Nofal Piskom, then it came down a letter from Shemayim saying, L'chulu b'teichon l'shalom, you have right to go home in peace. So it was the Maaseh, it was Rabbi Banachmeni. The Gemara says, now who yoima that day? The nach nafshei, the day that Rabbi Chana was nifta. The la yuzofa, there came a very big storm, a big wind came. Fedori luhutai, and it picked up the merchant, the Arab. Ki rochiv gamlo mehai gisa dinor pofa, when he was riding on this side of the river. Veshad yabar gisa, and the wind picked him up and threw him to the other side of the river, Nahar Papa. Oma, so the Tayyah said, Mahai, what's going on here? Amrulay, so people told him, Nachnav Shedi Rabba Banachmeni, you should know the great Tzaddik Rabba Banachmeni was Nifter. So Oma Lofonov, so the Tayyah said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kula Yalma Didoch, the whole world is yours. The Rabba Banachmeni Didoch is also yours. Didochat, the Rabba, Verabba Didoch. So Rashi says it means this. The Rabbah means At Oyevoy Sharabah, like you love Rab and he loves you. So he said, if so, Amai Komachraf to Leliyam, how come destroying the whole world? So Noch Zafa, then the wind stopped. Now Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafto Baal Bos Revi, he was a very fat man. Yoy Mechoda one day, Hevi Chamim Malay was very hot. Hevi Solik Vyosev Ashina the Turo, he was sitting like on top of a mountain, on top of a hill. Omar Lola Brat, he said to his daughter, Biti, Chanifi Olai Bimanifo, please use a fan and fan me. Vaniyet Alokho, Kikrin Dinarad, and I'll give you some money. Kikrin Dinarad, Rashi says, Agudoi Shishon Nerad, for us the Kishvah, I'll give you kids a bunch of Nerad, of perfume. Adahoch, in the meantime, Nosh Vaziko, because Hashem made the wind come. Omar, he said, Kama Kikrin Dinarad, Lamori Dechid, like how much I yield back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then going back to our Mishnah, it says, Hakil ki minigah medina, everything goes boss of the minigah medina. So Mora says, Hakol asuya mai, what do we come to include? Le asuya biyasu the nehigo, mi krach rifto, o mishte anafko. So as the minigah, they eat bread and they drink. Rashi says, anafka means kli machzik revias. As they drink a revias, that was the minig. Now, the omal lehu, if the owner says, that the employer says, Kadimi, come earlier. The Isilakun, I'll give you this tea and to drink. Or Muloy, the workers have right to say back, Loko Kiminoch, no, you can't force us to do this. The Minig Amokim is like, you have to give it to us when we start working. And we don't have to come earlier, just when we start to work, then you have to give us the food. Now the Gemara says, Maisa, like the Mishnah, Maisa Reb Yechonim Ben Masi, Shamu Lebanoi, save a socher. He told them to hire workers, and he told them, like, don't offer to feed them. So the question the Gemara is now is Maista Lister, something missing here. Like it's a Maista Stira, it's the opposite of what it said before. Like Rashi says, does it come to bring a Maisa that goes against what we just said? Tony Bereshit says in the ratio, Hakil Kiminagam Medino, Fitona Maisa, Filo Atoisa, Elohem Studishloimoi. Then it brings down a Maisa the opposite. That no matter how much good food you give them, it's not enough, you have to give them more. So Gura, why you should go boss of the Minig Amadina, whatever the Minig is, to feed them. So Gemara says, true. So Gemara says, Chasur Emech Sabroch Iketani, something is missing in the Mishnah, and this is the way it should be learned. V'yimposak lem zoynois, and if you make up with them, beferish, that you'll feed them, then ribolhen, you have to give them. Rashi says, Yoyser Amin Hogam, more than the Minig is. Like, since you made beferish to Tanai, you'll feed them, so you meant more than the regular Minig. Now, how much do you have to give him? So that's the Maisa. Well, Maisa Nami Rav Yechonim Ben Masi Yishama Lebanoi say Socho Lono Perlin, go hire for us workers. Holach, so the children went. Posak Lehem Zaynus, they made up to feed the workers. Now, Kishabo Hitz Lovin, when it came back to the father, Amaloi Bini, the father told him that Afilu At Oitzalehem Ki Suda Shleima B'Shaitoi, even if you give them a very big Suda, like Shleima B'Shaitoi. You're not the way you said you would do to them. You have to give them even the greatest suda than Shlomo Melech served at his great times. Why? Because Shehem B'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. They are the children of Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And we'll soon see that his Suda was greater than Shlomo HaMelech's. Like the Gemara says, L'meimri, you want to tell me the Sudasa the Avraham Avinu Adifa and the Shlomo, that the Suda of Avraham Avinu was greater than the Suda of Shlomo? I have walked through, the Pasuk says, V'yihi lechem Shlomo liyom echad. How much bread did Shlomo HaMelech use for one day? Shloshim kur solis, 30 kurs of fine flour. V'shishim kur kemach, and 60 kurs of coarse flour, kemach. Asora boka briyim, 10 strong axes. V'yasora boka reya, and 10 axes around the shed of pasture. Omeyat zoin, and 100 sheep. Levad me'ayil, me'ayil, utzviv yachmu baburim avuzim. Excluding these things, a deer, and a ram, and a yachma, a baburim. So here you see, the Suda was so great by Shlomo HaMelech. Now, v'yoma gruyin ben astiyin mishmei derav, that halolu, all this food, was le'yamelim shatabachim, was only for the workmen there. Rashi says, chalois asuyis lechasois piakderus, lishur zuma tashul, only the people that were hired, like to clean out the pots. That's how much food these workers receive. All right, turn over. Right, the Gemara says, "For Rav Yitzchok Amar Alolu Litzike Kedera." These would also. This is only the food, not for the Amelim Shatabachim, but for Tzikedera. This is Tzikedera means the people that clean the pots. Or Amelim Shatabachim is also. Kitz is only for the workmen of Shleimoi. Rashi says La Melam Shatabaka means chalos asuyas lechasas biakdeira, the chalos that were made to cover the top of the pots, lishrev zuma tashul, to get up the dirt of the tashul. And tzikakdeira, Rashi says, enuelo lemin maichol sheshemay tzikakdeira, was only for these people that cooked this type of a food. So you see how great the sudis were of Shlomo HaMelech. And the Yomar Reb Yitzchok, elef noshim hoyi l'shlomoi. Shlomo HaMelech had 1,000 wives. Kolachas v'yachas osasoloi b'beisei kach. Each wife made such a suda like this. My time, what's the reason? Zu savru shem etzli soyda yom. Each one thought, maybe you come to me today. V'zu savru shem etzli soyda yom. This one thought, maybe you come to me. So I guess you see how great the sudas were of Shlomo HaMelech. Now v'yilu gavi Avrom, v'y Avrom avinu k'sid, the pasuk says, ben rach, he went to take a nice young ox. Ben boker echad. Ben boker means he took one ox. Rach shnayim. Soft means he took another one. V'toiv shloisha. He took three. So all he had is just three oxes. That's all. So how does this compare against the great sudas of Shlomo HaMelech? So Mor says, no, still it was greater the Suda of Avraham Avinu, because here there was only three people, so he had three axes for three people. Here the Suda of Shlomo was like the whole Klal Yisrael. Shinema Yehuda v'Yisrael Rabban Chol Hashal Svas Hayom. Now my baburim avusim, what does it mean? Stuffed birds, baburim ducks. Amarav shoyv senoisim bakorchon, used to feed them by force. No, they were fat by themselves, they were by their own fat ones. They brought an ox, a tour, from the pasture, but the loyonis, it didn't do any work. Kids, that's why it was so fat, it never did any work. But Tanagulus miyashbaso, but loyonis, the same thing, they brought a chicken, a rooster, from the ashpa, from the dung, before it did any work. That's why it was fat. Omer Rabbi Yechon said, Muvcha shebehemus, the best of the behemus, sure is an ox. Muvcha sheboifas tanagulis, the best of the birds is a tanagulis. Omer Rameimah said, Zagso uchmeto beibet niso, de mishtakar beni atzrei, tloimoshe pasio kanyo. Again, so Omer Rameimah, Zagso uchmeto, like a black one, beibet niso is found by beibet niso, a black bird. That's found by Bay Betnisa. Rashi says, Zagso Tanagurlis, Betnisa Hamafatnos Bayis, that they stuff him up to make him fat in the house. The Mishtaka Rabbeinu Yatsri, that's found by the Beinei Yatzrei, Rashi says, Beinei Gitois, found between the barrels, V'yechas HaKatsanim, it always eats the pits and the shells of the grapes. T'loi Motze Pasi Kana, can't even jump over a stick. Rashi Yechol Lefsaya Kana, Reish Shom, the sins are so fat, and can't even jump over the Kana, the reed. That's what it means of Avosim, Mufutonim. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on in the next tape. Yeah, we're holding Daf Peifo from a base. The first line of the big lines. Pasuk says, V'yel ha'boko rotz Avrom. Now, Avrom Avinu ran to take the axes. Omer Rav Yudom Arav. Ben bokor echod. It means he took one. Rach, when the word says soft, it means shnayim, he took a second one. V'toiv, when it says the word v'toiv, shloisha. That means that Avrom Avinu took three axes for the three malachim. Fradi Gemara V'yeimo echad. Why don't you just say he took one? And could the Amr Yinche, like people talk, Rochech v'toiv, that this one axe he took was soft and good? So Gemara says, and came, that would be the pshat, lich toiv, rach toiv, the apostle should have said, rach toiv, without a vov in between. My vitoiv, what's the extra vov? Shema mina ledrosha. It comes to prove that it's coming for drosha to teach us that there was more than one axe, there was three. Fred Gemara, ein mutre, let's say maybe there's only two? So Gemara says, no, mi de toiv ledrosha, since the word toiv is for a drosha, so I'll tell you, rach nami ledrosha. The word rach also comes for drosha. Therefore, with Ashin, there were three altogether. Mosiv Rabba Barula Vitema Rav Oishia Vitema Rav Nosim Rav Oishia. He asked a question like this. The Bosek says, Vayiten El Hanahar Vayimar Lase Soy Soy. That he gave the ox to the Nar, to the young one, and he prepared it. Lase Soy Soy, to do it. Mashman was only one. So Gemara says, no. The Pshat is, Kochad Vichad Yoyve Lanar Chad. Each axe he gave to a different nar. So therefore, when each one was finished, he brought the one that he was finished with. Then the pasuk says, "Vayikach chema v'cholov uben habokor asher osav itin lefneim." So it says what, that he brought the butter and the milk, and then the ben habokor, the axe that they did v'itin lefneim. So the pshat is the kama koma dematia asla kamayu. Whichever one got finished first, that's the one he gave. Then the second one he brought the second one. Then the third one he brought the third one. But again, there were three oxes, and each nar prepared a different one. Rashi says, "Kama kama demotir rishon shemigia lechel shenigma bishulei." The first one that was finished cooking, he brought that one first. Now the Gemara asks, "Voloma litlosa? Why did our Avraham Avinu have to bring three oxes? Tiske bechat? It would be enough just with one. You only have three people to serve." Omar Rav Chonen Barovo kedei lihachilon sholosh l'shoinesh bechadol. In order that he could serve three tongues with mustard. So Rashi says, L'shonas b'chardol, Madin malochim v'sormu. That's a good type of food that the kings and the princesses eat. So he wanted to serve each one of them to give them his own tongue and his own mustard. So therefore you had to have three different axes. Omer Rebbe Tanchum Barachani Lohi, L'yoylo ma'yishan odim min ha'minog. We learn out from here, from this mice of Avraham Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu, that a person is not supposed to change from the minig, the actions of that place that you're in. Sheherei Moshe ola l'moroim v'lo yochol lechem. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim for the 40 days to Mekabel the Torah, he did not eat anything. He was like Molochim upstairs. And here, by Avraham Avinu, Malchei Hashoros Yodu L'mata, here when the Malachim came down to visit Avraham Avinu, V'yochlu Lechem, and they ate food, they ate the bread. So Gemara asks, V'yochlu Sakot, can you really think to say that really they ate? So rather, it means to say, Ela'ema Nira Kimishochlu B'shosu. It just looked as if they were eating, even though really they were not. Omer Rav Yudom Arav, Komashos Avraham L'malchei Hashoros B'yatzmoi. All these actions that Avraham Avinu did himself, the chesed that he did himself, to these malochim, is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lebonav V'yatzmoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the toivo to Klal Yisrael himself. V'chol ma she'osa Avraham Aidei Shliach, I will soon see what Avraham Avinu did through a servant, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lebonav Aidei Shliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also did it back to Klal Yisrael Aidei Shliach. The pasuk says, "V'yela boker rotz Avraham Avinu himself ran to get the ox." The pasuk says, "Ruach nosam yes Hashem." The Kodesh Baruch himself brought the ruach. Rashi says, "Hashem kogoyin shlovim agiz nehegiz biatzmoi." Kodesh Baruch brought the wind that brought the shlovim, that brought the birds for them to eat. Then it says, "Vayika chema v'cholav." Avraham Avinu himself went to get the butter and the milk.
So the pasuk says, "Hinni mamte lochem lechem in Hashemayim." The Kodesh Baruch Himself brought down the man, brought down the lechem in Hashemayim. Then vuoymed aleihem tachos eitz. Avraham Avinu Himself stood by the guests under the tree. So the pasuk says, "Hinni oymed lefonecho shom alatzur." The Kodesh Baruch Himself was standing there by the tzur. Hashem Himself was protecting them. Then it says, "Avraham hoylechim moim l'shalchem." Avraham Avinu went with them to escort them. So the pasuk says, "Hashem hoylech lefneim yoimim." That Hashem went with them. He brought the Yamar Onon to protect them by day when they were traveling. Then the pasuk says, "Yukach no matmayim." That Avraham Avinu told the shliach to bring a little bit of water to wash off their feet, and only a little bit of water, because this was a chshash that maybe they were over the avodah zarah. So it was only a chshash. He only took a little bit. This the pasuk says, "Vikesi batzur vayotzim emenu mayim v'shosom." That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give them back water himself, but rather Moshe Rabbeinu the Shliach had to hit the stone, and then the water came out. And the Gemara says, "Upligi the Rav Chama Bachanina, he yavdus and Rav Chama Bachanina, the Yomer Rav Chama Bachanina, v'chein tona the Rabbi Shmuel, v'ischar shloisha zochul shloisha, v'ischar for the reward of three things that Rav Avinu did, Klai Yisrael received back three things." And even for giving the water, we also receive it back from Hashem Himself. That's what he argues on. So he says like this, "Bischar chema v'cholov, bischar for the reward that he gave them, butter and milk, zochol amon, chlaiso zechof amon, bischar v'uemet aleyem, zochol amod ho'onon, and bischar yukach no mat mayim, zochol be'erosha miriam." This is the machlekes he argues, and he says that b'schus Avraham Avinu gave them water, so chlaiso zechof back with the be'erosha miriam, the water that came through an ace. Now, yukach no mat, mayim barachat surag lechem. Take a little bit of water and wash your feet. Is omer Rabbi Yanev Rabbi Shmuel. Omru loy. So like the Malachim said back to Avraham Avinu. Tichi bavoyim chasharatonu. Do you think we're like Arabs? Shem ishtachavim lavak raglehem. That they bow down and worship to the dirt. That the dirt is on their feet. Is the dirt from Avodah Zarah. Nor yuchoshe b'ksherim. We are not over the Avodah Zarah. And therefore they said like back to Avraham Avinu, the Mashal learns that Kfar Yotzim Amenu Yishmuel. That's what they said back to Avraham Avinu, you should know, you have Yishmuel, your son Yishmuel, he's the Arab. He's the one that's over the Avodah Zarah. In other words, like Mashal says, like a Choshev Iksherim, is who like Yitchila. Since Avraham Avinu was Choshev them, like Avoyim, to worship Avodah Zarah, it came back to Avraham Avinu himself, had the Yishmuel, that was also over the Avodah Zarah. Then the pasuk says, "Vayeira lo Hashem bi'aleni mamrei v'hu yoshev pesach choyot l'chaim hayoyim." That Hashem appeared to Avraham Avinu and Eloi mamrei, and it was by the entrance of the tent, by the heat of the day. So Gemara says, "Mai k'chaim hayoyim." What do you mean by the heat of the day? Omer Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina, "Oisei hayoyim that day yoyim shlishi shel milah shel Avraham hayu." It was the third day of the milah of Avraham Avinu. Ubo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lishol bi'Avraham. HaKadosh Baruch Himself went like to be Mavaka Chayla. He went to see how